Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Musar de Parasha. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Chonim, Rabbi Chalam, Binabad Miriam, Chazab Rechama Chantzan, El Mechon Rukam Rifka, Sarabad Monir, Shalom Mishan Adavid, Menachan Yafa, Bedur, Rukab, Dachav Rifka, Bedester, Shalom Minister, Prime Minister, Shalom Minister, Shalom Minister, Miriam, Yehudah Ben Yafa, Chazab Rechama, 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 Simcha Ben Maka, Miriam, Bat Yocheved, Adizim, Ben Miriam, Chana, Leana, Bat Nomer, Chazab Rechama, Tamar, Shalom Rechama, Gibur, Gidu, Barakha, Dan ben Esther Yitzchak Moniyah Yachon Gamar Mashal Yishav Amunetar Yom Anifad Yosef ben Deborah Shalom Yishav Perinan Yosef ben Yafad Daniyam ben Dinah Simcha ben Afra Amidamar Gili ben Dahak Bashim Kizidu Kizidu Yadina Vega ben Maniyam Gabriel Yishav ben Achon Achana Machab Ad Esther Rab Shalom Shamsi Menachem Ab David Aryeh ben Mifka Lahavdil Lo Nishma David ben Eliyahu Ben Amin Ben Yitzchak Gili Adina Bat Efraim Shimon Mishael Ben Amak Abadan Waz Ben Abraham Dinah Bat Aaron Tamar Barakha Bat Abraham Ben Yotov Ben Yosef Lahavdil Arayon Dvara Bad Miriam. Okay, Parashat Ekev, it also has, not only does it have the beautiful rebuke, but it has the memory that we go back to the story of when the Jewish people, they worshipped the Chet HaEgel, they worshipped the golden calf, and they did one of the greatest sins that the Torah ever brings to light. And the Torah goes back to it, and I just want to read through the parasha and open up maybe some light of beautiful Musar that we can show. The Torah tells us the conversation that Hashem was having with Moshe Rabbeinu when the Jewish people were going through this period of time. So the Torah says, in memory, going back, it says like this: "Zechor al tishkach et asher yiktzavta et Adonai Elohecha b'midbar." Don't forget that you caused anger to Hashem in the desert. I mean, hayom asher yetzatem eretz Mitzrayim, from the day you left Egypt until today, until you got here today, and you weren't. He says, "Mamrim hayitem im Adonai." He calls them. They were bitter with Hashem. They weren't straight with Hashem. Hashem wanted to destroy you. And then he says, "Ba'aloti ha'hara nakachat luchot avanim." When I went up the mountain to bring the luchot ha'berid, shekarat Adonai imachem. So I was there for 40 days. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. Vayten Adonai elai et shenei luchot avanim. Hashem gave me the two tablets, ketuvim be'etzba Elohim. He expresses this point that it was written by the finger of God. I always think, why does he have to express that point? Obviously, it was written by the hand of God. He's expressing it even more. It's such an important milestone right now. I went up the mountain, 40 days, 40 nights, fasting. I got the luchot that were written by God's hand. And then he says, "Va'im miketz arba'im yom." After the 40 days, Hashem gave me the tablets. "Va'yomer Adonai elai kum red mehar hazeh mizeh." He says, "Maher mizeh, go down from this mountain very quickly. Ki shichet amecha asher hotzetem mimitzrayim." They're destroying. Your nation is doing bad. Listen to the story. And he ran down quickly from the mountain. Vayomer Adonai elai lemor, ra'iti et ha'am hazeh v'hineh am kesheoref hu. Says, this nation is a stiff-necked nation. They're not an easygoing nation. They're very hard to deal with. Herf mimeni v'ashmidem v'emchet shema mitachad ha'shamayim. Leave me, Hashem says, leave me, let me destroy them. And he says, "Se otcha l'goy atzum v'ara mimenu." I'll make you a new nation, greater than this one. This is the deal that he's making to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's trying to negotiate with Moshe Rabbeinu, kivyachol. And listen to what he says. Va'efen va'ered min ahar. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down the mountain. U'shne luchot ha'berit al shte yaday. He's holding the two tablets in his hand. Va'erev hine chatatem l'Adonai Elohechem, asitem lachem egel masecha. He came down and he said, and I saw you guys are worshipping this idol, this golden calf. Now what does Moshe Rabbeinu do in that moment? So the Torah says, Va'etfos b'shnei haluchot v'ashlichem me'al shtei yaday. I took the two tablets and I threw them from my hands. Who gave Moshe Rabbeinu the permission to do such a thing? We're going back. Moshe Rabbeinu is now on the highest level of highest level. He's fasting 40 days to reach on such a high level in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He received the tablets that are written by Etzba Elohim, by the hand of God. He comes down the mountain. He sees Jewish people are sinning. Hashem tells Moshe, "Well, let's destroy this nation, this stiff-necked nation. I'll get rid of them. I'll make you a new nation. Let's start new." What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? And this is the epitome of leadership and teaching us how a person is supposed to be in leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "No, no, 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 no." He takes the tablet. He says, "Hashem, you're a forgiving God. You're someone who understands." He takes Hashem's tablets and he breaks them. And later on, the Gemara actually says, "Yasher kochacha sheshibarta." Hashem was happy that he broke them. He was happy that he broke them. He made the right decision that he broke them. And he broke the tablets. He went back up. He fasted another 40 days, another 40 nights, praying for the mechila, praying for the atonement and forgiveness of Am Yisrael until they're saved. And he told Hashem, he said, "If you're going to take them, take me also. I don't want to be part of your Torah either. This is the epitome of a leader, being able to stand up for your nation no matter how far down they go. You know, there's two different types of leaders. There's one type of leader that he is all about growth. It's just about growing, 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 growing. And it's great. But there's times where he has to stop for a second, look at his people around him, and be able to take them with him and grow with them. If a person is growing by himself all the time and he doesn't look around him to take the people up with him, at the end of the day, he's going to be all the way up here and everyone else is going to be left behind. And what did you do? Okay, so you succeeded, but what about everyone else behind you? Now, we take the second stage. A true leader, what they're supposed to do is find from the Torah's perspective what Moshe Rabbeinu did. The epitome of what a leader is. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people were falling. Saw that they were the lowest of all lows, worshipping the golden calf. And there's so many different explanations, how to understand why they did it, how they did it, was their intention good, bad? I don't want to get so much into that detail. But to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu's decision was, and that Hashem, he actually agreed with the decision at the end. That Moshe Rabbeinu took the tablets that were written by Etz Elohim and he broke them down the mountain. Why? To show that if my nation is going down, I'm going to go down with them. I'm going to bring myself down with them to pick them back up. There is no leader that lets his nation go and goes on his own. That's not a leader. That's someone who's living for themselves. In this world, we're here to live, to lift the people around us up. If there's someone you know that you think maybe needs a little bit of chizuk, a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration, and you're someone who can give them that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of push to come to minyan, to come to pray, to come to learn, to listen to Torah, listen to shiur, to keep some mitzvot, keep Shabbat, keep something extra, something more, and you have that ability, you have the responsibility to do something about it. You don't have the responsibility just to care about yourselves. Hashem didn't bring us here in this world just to care for ourselves. If He brought us here just to care for ourselves, then we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be teaching. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have broken the tablets. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? I agree with you, Hashem. He should have said, I agree with you. Let me get rid of this nation. Let's get a new nation. Give me a nation that will listen to me. A nation that will respect you, God. Why didn't he say that? Because the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu understood what leadership was all about. Leadership is not about you individually growing. Leadership is you growing while everyone else around you growing with you as well. And that's the biggest, you know, lesson I think we can take from this week's parasha, is the understanding of how a person is supposed to be. And it's not just the greatest leaders are supposed to be like this. Each and every person in their life is going to be a leader. Whether it be you're a leader of your home, to your family, to your brothers and sisters, to your children eventually one day. Or whether it be a leader in your community, a leader involved in your community, a leader involved in your friend group. Whatever it may be, every single person will be a leader because you will be a leader for your children. Now how you lead your children has to follow this perspective of the Torah. Has to follow this guideline that a person has to understand. It's not just about you. I see so many parents today that they're growing. They're on such a high level, but their kids are not there. Their kids are not there. They grow, they go to minyan every day, they go to prayer every day, they go to this every day, but they're not caring about their kids' Jewish education or caring about their kids, making sure their kids are going in that direction. They're caring about themselves. That's great. But what about your children? What about making sure that you're being the proper leader like Moshe Rabbeinu? And I think our parasha is teaching us this exact lesson. That a person, each and every person, no one is excluded from this rule. Even if you have one friend, even if you're someone who's a leader for one other person, you're someone who can help one other person, you have to be able to be a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. And sometimes bring yourself down a little bit to pick the person up. And you know, when you take one person to try to grow on his own, versus two people growing together, you grow so much stronger, so much faster, and so much long term than that one person could possibly grow in his whole life. And I'll finish off with just one story to show the epitome of how important it is for a person to stay together, stay united, stay strong together, and bring each other up together. There's always a story my father likes to teach me. He says that there was a story one time his father was on his deathbed. And he calls in his sons to the room. And he tells his sons, I want each of you to bring in a stick from outside. This is the last request. So each child goes out and they bring in a stick. So he tells each child, now I want you each to take the stick and crack the stick, break the stick. So all the children are looking at him like, Dad, you know, last request. Give us something meaningful, something to remember. He says, please, this is my last request, is what I want from you. They each take the stick, they break the stick. They say, okay, Dad, what else? He said, go again and bring another stick, each of you. So each of the sons, they go out and bring another stick. And now he says, take your sticks and put them all together, wrap them together and try to break them now. They take all the sticks, they put them all together, and they try to break them, and they're not able to break them. And the father says, "If this is the last and the best lesson I can ever give you in my lifetime, this will be it. That if each of you go on your own way individually, you can easily be broken. If you stay together, as difficult as it may be to stay together, but if you do stay together, nothing will be able to break you as a group together, Rami, sir. Have a great day, gentlemen.